Be'ezras Hashem b'li neder. Let's finish Shas together. This morning's learning is dedicated to the Nishmas Avi Mori, Rav David Tzvi ben Rav Yosef. Today's daf is the last daf in the Dharm Daf Tzadi Aleph. I said, how in the world could we not learn this together? V'chaburo, again, with a tremendous and special thanks to each one of you. Wow, we even got Tani from Eretz Yisrael. A tremendous thanks for each one of you for joining me for this special, special journey of Meseches Nedarim. Amazing. For those who will be able to be around Motzei Shabbos, we're going to have a Siyum in the Five Towns. We'll let you know the exact location. Motzei Shabbos, the official Siyum. But today is the last daf in Meseches Nedarim. So exciting. Spent a special last few months together, 3 months studying Meseches Nedarim. I meant to count before. I don't know how many Mesechtas B'li Ayin Hara this is that we finished together. We're almost halfway done with Shas. I remember the first time I said, let's finish Shas together. Who could really think that we would be able to finish Shas? We just had in yesterday's daf that somebody made a neder that he's not going to get married until he finishes Shas, according to some. And hopefully together, strengthening each other, we will have this chus to finish Shas together with Hashem's help. And here we go today, Bez Hashem, finishing Meseches Nedarim. Iboy Luhu. We left off at Iboy Luhu, which is 8 lines down on Tzadi Aleph Amud Aleph. Says the Gemara here. Iboy Luhu, they asked the question, right? Our Mishnah had the case of where a woman, an Ashes Kohen, said that she was raped. So here we have a similar case. Is she believed to say, Iboy Luhu, Amr Labala Gerashtani, Mahu, a woman says to her husband, you divorced me. Do we believe her to say you divorced me? And a special good morning, by the way, to Reb Mordechai, to Chana Chenech, to David Yoshua, to Aryeh, to Tani from Eretz Yisrael, to Rav Dov Binyamin Mishnei Zalman Dunn, to Shoshon from Amherst, to Dr. Ron, and to Tzviko, who I believe is in Texas, but I'm not sure, maybe he's on his way to Texas, or he's almost in Texas. Dr. Ron is on the slopes already. Okay, there we go, Dr. Ron. He must be like in Switzerland or somewhere. I don't know where you are, Dr. Ron. You're somewhere over there. Okay, great, here we go. Says the Gemara, Iboilu, Amr Labala Gerashtani Mahu, if a man said to her husband, you divorced me, do we believe her to allow her to remarry somebody else? That's the way the Ron says the question. And the suffix is, over here, are we worried? Maybe she just has eyes for somebody else. Maybe she just wants out of the marriage and she has eyes for somebody else. So maybe we don't believe her. Or no, we'll see in the Gemara. A person won't have the chutzpah to lie to her husband. Now, the Mefarish explains that we're talking about an Ashes Kohen. That's the Ron, what I said to you. But now the Mefarish explains, talking about an Ashes Kohen, who, if he divorced her, she's no longer allowed to get back and remarry him again because a Kohen can't marry a divorcee. So the Mefarish says, this suffix was never lahatir, not to be matir. The question is, do we aser her from remarrying this guy again because she says he divorced her? The suffix is, right, is she believed? And the Achronim explain that the Mefarish is learning like the Ravid. We'll see in a second, the Ravid learns Rav Hamnuna L'chumra. We'll see in a second, the Ravid learns Rav Hamnuna L'chumra, that the woman is never believed to be lenient on her. The question is, do we believe her to be strict on her? Like, let's say she now would accept Kiddushin from somebody else. Do we say that she would need to get from this somebody else because she really was divorced from the first guy? If she wasn't divorced from the first guy, then even if she accepts Kiddushin from somebody else, it's meaningless. So that's the question. Are we machmir on her that she's divorced so that if she would accept Kiddushin from someone else, she would need a divorce from him? We assume she's divorced or not. But nobody would ever think that we would be matter her to get remarried based on this. So that's the question between the Ran and the Mefarish. How do you read this Gemara? But we'll just read it like the Ran. Again, it's even to believe her all the way that she's mutter to get married to somebody else. So it says the Gemara, Yibailu, Amr Labala Gerashtani Mahu. If a woman said to her husband, you divorced me, do we believe her or not? So Amr Rav Hamnuna, and by the way, we pass like Rav Hamnuna. So Amr Rav Hamnuna, Rav Hamnuna said, Toshma, come and hear a proof. Ha'omeris Temeani Loch. A woman who says that, right, let's bring a proof from our Mishnah. What did the Mishnah say? An Ashes Kohen says to her husband, I was raped. Temeani Loch. I was raped, so you have to divorce me. Dafilu Mishnah Achrona. Remember, yes, in yesterday's daf we learned that first they thought she would be believed. But then in the end they said she's not believed because we're afraid maybe she looked at somebody else. Okay, Dafilu Mishnah Achrona. Diktani lo mehemna. Hasam over there. Who? The Mishakra. There, we're afraid she's lying. Why? Because the husband has no idea if she was raped or not. The husband has no idea. So she has no compunction lying straight to her husband's face. And therefore, we don't believe her. Mishakra. Diyada debala lo yadaba. Because she knows that her husband has no idea if she was raped or not by somebody else. So that's why she's not believed over there. Aval gabi gerashtani. But where a girl has the guts to look her husband in the eyes and say, you divorced me. Diyadaba. That the husband knows that she's lying. If she's lying, she's mamish looking at him and lying straight in his face. In such a case, and yet the woman still has the guts to say that you divorced me. Mehemna, she's believed. Chazaka inisha meiza paneh b'fnei bala. We have a chazaka that a woman would not have the guts to look her husband in the face and just lie to his face when he knows that she's lying. In the case of the Mishnah, he has no idea whether she was raped. So that's why in the Mishnah Achrona, she's not believed. But over here, where for her to lie straight in the husband's face when he knows that she's lying, a woman would not have the chutzpah to lie in front of her husband's face. Now, I know some of you are saying, really? She doesn't like him. She won't have the guts to lie in his face. So we'll talk about that in a second. But that's what the Gemara says, that a woman would not have the chutzpah to lie in her husband's face. So that's Rav Hamnuna. Amali Rava. So Rava said to Rav Hamnuna, what are you talking about? You're wrong. Adarava. We can prove from the Mishnah the opposite. I feel the Mishnah Rishona, the Ketani Mehemna. Even according to the original thing we thought in yesterday's daf, that a woman, Aishas Kohen, is believed to say that she was raped because of Shavya Nafshe Chaticha Disur, she's made herself Aser. Diktari mehemna, hasamishim tolo avidu levezui nafsha. There, saying that she's raped is so uncomfortable and embarrassing for her. That's why she's believed to say such a thing, because why would she just embarrass herself like that she was raped? So she's not going to just say that, embarrass herself like that for no reason if she's not really telling the truth. So, mishim tolo avidu levezui nafsha. Aval hacha, but here, when she says she's divorced, so the Gemara is assuming that's not as embarrassing to say you were divorced. It's not as embarrassing. The zimna d'takif lamin gavra. Sometimes she's really furious and angry at her no good nick husband. Me'iza u'me'iza. She will have the chutzpah and lie. She will have the chutzpah and lie to his face if she gets really angry at him. So we are worried that she's really lying. Good morning, Jeremy. So we worry that she's really Yitzchak Aryeh. Excuse me. Good morning, Yitzchak Aryeh. So we know that sometimes she's really angry at him, and she's so angry at him, and there's no bizayon involved. So maybe she will lie to his face. So basically, Rav Hamnuna says a woman would not have the chutzpah to lie to her husband's face when he knows she's lying, but Rava says no. That since there's no bizayon involved in getting divorced, or I should say not as much bizayon as getting raped, that's bizayon. So we believe her because she wouldn't embarrass herself for no reason. But over here, where there's not such bizayon involved in getting divorced, and we're afraid she's going to lie to his face because, yeah, she's angry with him, she wants out, so she's going to lie and say, you divorced me, says the Gemara. Now again, just the same machlokas that we had earlier, let's just take a moment and explain this a little bit more in depth. The same machlokas that we had earlier about whether or not Rav Hamnuna is saying that she's believed only l'chumra, only to, that was the Mefarish and the Ravid, but the Ran says no, she'd even be believed even l'kula, even to allow her to go marry somebody else, that when she says, you divorced me, we believe her all the way. Now, la halacha lamaisa, a woman who says, you divorced me. So the Rishonim paskin like Rav Hamnuna. And the Rush gives a reason. Why do we follow Rav Hamnuna? Because even Rava maybe was just disagreeing with the proof from the Mishnah, but he doesn't disagree with the halacha. And then the Rush further states that the Rush now gives another reason. The Rush also adds another reason to the Gemara's reasons why the woman should be believed. Listen to this amazing reason. There's a difference between a woman who says that I was raped versus a woman who said you divorced me. Because a woman who says I was raped, she's not so upset. She's not so upset to say that. Because what's going to happen? The husband's now going to divorce her, and she's allowed to go marry somebody else. So she's not so scared to lie about that. Because in the end of the day, she's going to get another get. But a woman who says you divorced me, if we believe her, she's not getting another get. If she's lying, that means she's going to violate Aisha's ish with every other person in the world she now marries if she wasn't really divorced. If she says she was divorced and she wasn't really divorced, she's putting herself in a situation where she's going to violate the Isser of Aisha's ish for the rest of her life. So the Rush says, that's another reason why we should believe her. And all the Achronim ask against the Rush, why'd the Rush introduce another answer that wasn't in the Gemara? The Gemara already told you the reason there's a difference. Why is he giving this new reason? So the Achronim say, based on what I just told you before, so the Achronim say, the Sefer Shalmei Nedarim is a very famous, that's actually a Sefer that I have heard of, the Shalmei Nedarim. When we learned Nedarim in Karmi Avenue, we used to learn the Shalmei Nedarim all the time. So the Shalmei Nedarim explains the Rush added this on because of exactly the reason that all of you thought in your heads. What do you mean the woman doesn't have the chutzpah to lie in front of her husband? What do you mean? We know nowadays the chutzpah is now much more prevalent nowadays. So therefore, women are going to have the chutzpah to lie. So we have to have another reason. That's why the Rashi has another reason that even if you'll come to Taina, that nowadays that reason of that the woman doesn't have the chutzpah to lie no longer applies, but she's not going to put herself in a scenario where if she's divorced and she really isn't divorced, that every single, that she's going to violate an Isser Kares every time, Isser Eishes Ish, every time she tries to marry anybody else in the world, that she's going to lie and say she was divorced when she really wasn't divorced. She's really still married to the first guy. That's why the Rush had to add on this new answer. Because nowadays, people have more chutzpah. Not just the women have more chutzpah. The men have more chutzpah. The women have more chutzpah. Everybody has more chutzpah nowadays. So that's why the Rush says, maybe even if you'll tell that nowadays, that reason that a woman doesn't have a chutzpah to lie doesn't apply, I'll give you another reason why we believe her. Says the Rush, we believe her because any woman who's not really divorced, if she's going to lie and say she's divorced, that means she's saying about herself she's going to violate the Isser Eishes Ish with every single other man she tries to marry. So because we don't assume a woman's going to say that, that's why we believe her. That's what the Rush adds to the reason of the Gemara. The Rush adds another reason. Wow, beautiful. Last thing, In Meseches Gittin, there's a machlokas Shmuel and Rav Huna within this opinion of Rav Hamnuna that we say Chazaka ain ha'isha miiza l'shaker v'lo magir ashtani. Right? Our Gemara says Rav Hamnuna says as far that a woman's not going to lie and say I was divorced. Shmuel says that's only in front of her husband. She's not going to lie and say divorced in front of her husband. Shmuel says. Rav Huna says even shelo b'fnei bala, even not in front of her husband, she's believed. And Tosis over there in Gittin writes that this that Rav Huna says, that even not in front of her husband she's believed, that's only l'chumra to require another get, but not l'kula to allow her to remarry. Okay, let's continue. Masav Rav Misharashia. So now Rav Misharashia is going to try to prove Rava wrong. We have in the Gemara Machlokas Rav Hamnuna Rav Misharashia, Rav Huna and Rava. Rav Huna says the woman is believed to say Gerashtani. Rava says the woman is not believed to say Gerashtani. Masiv Rav Misharashia. So Rav Misharashia asks a question. What about the second case of the Mishnah? Hashamayim b'ni l'vincha. Now, in this Gemara, just to keep it simple, yesterday we gave a bunch of different explanations what this means. But in today's Gemara, we're assuming that she says, after having marital relations with him, that I swear that you are impotent. You are not capable of having normal marital relations. Hashemayim, only God knows. Hashemayim b'ni v'necha. She wants out of the marriage because she can't have kids because the husband, even though they're having relations, but it's not relations that's capable of having kids. The Gemara uses the language, we'll see in a second, yorek kachetz, that when he has relations, so it doesn't come out in a normal way. It's not like an arrow, and therefore it's not capable of having kids. Hashemayim b'ni v'necha. Hashem knows that we're not capable of having kids. De Mishnah Rishona. The Mishnah said originally she's believed. Tiyufta de Rava. So this is a question against Rava. Hacha de Lesle Kisufa. Apparently, there's no embarrassment for her. The problem is with him. So she doesn't have any embarrassment. Uktani de Mehemna. And yet she's believed despite the fact that she's not embarrassed. So you see that So you see that it's not because that she's not only believed in a case of where she's going to embarrass herself. Even if she's not embarrassed, we believe her. So to over here, where there's no embarrassment. So you said, Rav, it's all about embarrassment. But you see in case number two, even though she's not embarrassed, it's his problem, not hers. She's not embarrassed, and yet she's believed anyway. Answers the Gemara, Kasava Rava, Hasam, Kevan Delo Sagi Le Delo Umra, in Yorik Echetz. She has to walk into Bezdin and say the words, his zera does not go like an arrow. His zera does not actually go in a way that we could have kids. So therefore, there is bizayon in that case. If it's not true that it's actually, if that's not actually not true, lo amrale. She's not going to say that because that is embarrassing for her to walk into Bezdin and have to say the words and to reveal everything that's going on in the privacy of their own bedroom with the way they're having marital relations. So for her to have to state that publicly, that is embarrassing. And that's why she's believed in that case. But Rava will answer. But in our case, she's not believed. And now Rav Misharsha asks against Rav Hamnuna. So that the last kasha was against Rava, but now we're going to ask a kasha against Rav Hamnuna from the same case, except not from the Mishnah Rishona, from the Mishnah Achrona. Right? In the Mishnah Rishona, she is believed. In the Mishnah Achrona, she's not believed. So the Mishnah Rishona is a kasha against Rava. The Mishnah Achrona is a kasha against Rav Hamnuna. So let's see. Hashemayim b'ni leveincha de Mishnah Achrona. Right? We said they changed. The rabbis changed their mind. That she's not believed. Tevet Yifta the Rav Hamnuna. That should be a kasha against Rav Hamnuna. Why is that a kasha against Rav Hamnuna? V'ha-hacha, in this case, D'yodahi d'bala yodaba. Right? She knows, if she's lying, that the husband really has no, really is, he's not impotent. He's really, she knows he's lying, he knows she's lying. If she's really lying, then he knows she's lying. Right? D'yodahi d'bala yodaba. You see over there in Uktani, D'lo mehemna, according to the Mishnah Achrona, she's not believed, even though she knows that he knows that she's lying. So you see that she's willing to, and yet we see she's willing to lie. She's not believed, according to the Mishnah Achrona. It's a kash against Rav Hamnuna. Answers the Gemara, Kasav Rav Hamnuna, Hachanami, he gufa amra. No, she thinks that the husband doesn't really know. Granted, he knows that he's having marital relations, and the semen is the sperm, the semen is coming out of him. But he doesn't know whether or not it's going in the right line, whether it's reaching all the way or not. Only she knows that. And that's why she's lying. He may know that he's having marital relations, but she doesn't know. But he does not know that it's whether it's Yorek Hachetz or not. He does not know whether it's Yorek Hachetz or not. Says the Gemara. Now the very end of the Neseches Nedarim has a bunch of cases now. We're going to have a bunch of cases, four cases in a row. And the fifth case we're going to save for the Siyum. But four cases in a row of where a woman makes a claim and the rabbis do not believe the woman's claim because we're afraid she's just trying to get out of the marriage. Here we go, says the Gemara. Hahi Issa. There was a certain Ashes Kohen, the wife of a Kohen. The Chol Yoma de Tashmish, Mikadma Umash Yadi Lagavra. Every night when they would have marital relations together, in the morning, the woman would get up and wash her husband's hands. The woman would wash her husband's hands. By the way, the Mishnah Brura quotes from this Gemara that this Gemara is a riot, that every time a husband and wife have marital relations, the husband right away has to wash his hands. That's a riot from this. That's one of the things that's mechayv you to wash your hands. If you touch your nose, if you touch your ears, it's a kal v'chomer. You just had marital relations, so you have to wash your hands. You see from this Gemara, because when they would wake up in the morning, the first thing the woman would do would wash her husband's hands. Unbelievable story, by the way. Unbelievable story. Hayisa de chayom de tashvish mikadmo mashia de lagabra. She would wash her husband's hands. Yom achad, astile mayalim le mimsha. So one morning, they had not had marital relations the night before. At least the husband thought they hadn't had marital relations. And the woman gets up and washes her husband's hands. Amale, hada milso lo habis ha'idna. The husband says, why are you washing my hands? We didn't have marital relations last night. She says, oh, we didn't have marital relations last night. Amale, imkain, chad min nochrim, ahaluye, dahava hocha ha'idna. She said, oh, well, I had marital relations with somebody last night, and if it wasn't you, it must have been the spice salesman who were in the house selling me spices last night. I thought it was you walking into the bedroom, but it was somebody else. It must have been the spice, the non-Jewish spice, morva ahalos, right? It's a type of, it's actually a type of soap. It wasn't a spice, a type of a soap. That they like a detergent, laundry detergent salesman was in the house last night, and a non-Jewish. So if the guy who walked, I thought the guy who walked into my bedroom was you, but if it wasn't you, it was this guy, it was this non-Jewish spice salesman, Dahavu Hacha, you know, who was there, I ant lo Dilma Minahon. If you didn't have relations with me, it must be this guy had relations with me, and she was in Bas, she was married to a Kohen. So this would render her usher to him. Amar Rav Nachman said, we do not believe her. Eineha nasna v'acher, we are choshesh, maybe she has eyes for somebody else. V'les be mishasha b'mila, we do not believe her words. He does not have to divorce her. There's no edim, there's no edus, just based on her testimony. We're choshesh, like our Mishnah said in the Mishnah Achrona, that even though normally Shavya Nafsha Chaticha Disura, normally she's believed to say, the Mishnah Rishon said she's believed, but the Mishnah Achrona, we saw people were getting, so Tavi Raya, she has to bring a proof. And just the fact that he's claiming that it wasn't him, and she's claiming she had relations, is not a good enough proof. It's talking about an Ashes Kohen, right? Because she's claiming it was an accident, right? So if this was Eishes Yisrael, even Lefi, her words, she'd not be Asa because she's claiming it was an accident. She thought it was her husband. So it must be an Eishes Kohen. It's, even though it doesn't say it's an Eishes Kohen, but since it was an accident, even Lidvareha, even the Hava meaning that she'd be Asa, it's got to be only an Eishes Kohen. Now, the Achronim say over here, even according to the Mishnah Rishona, she wouldn't be believed because She's claiming just based on the husband's statement. She's saying, I had relations with you, right? So even according to the Mishnah, she's claiming I had relations with my husband, right? It's only the husband who's saying, I didn't have relations with you. So the Achronim say, even according to the Mishnah Rishona, she would not be believed. Because since she's claiming she did something mutter, the only reason there would be usher is... there's not even a Shavya Nafsha Chaticha D'Yisur of it, because she's claiming, she originally said she thought she had relations with her husband. So she thought she did something mutter. So everybody would agree she's not believed in this case. Okay, let's continue. Next case, case number two. A very similar case. We're going to have to figure out why the Gemara needs to bring the second case. It's the same as the first case. Hahi Yisza Dalo Havi B'dicha Da'ita B'hada Gavra. I don't know, I'm sure this never happened to anybody on this call, but there was a certain woman who one day, she was very upset with her husband. She was very upset. The husband could tell that she was very upset with the husband. She wasn't happy. So, Amar la, ha'idna ma'ishna. The husband said to her, honey, every day you smile at me. Today you're like, you're all angry with me. You're all upset with me. What's special about today that you're so angry with me today? When we had marital relations last night, it was so painful. You never hurt me as much as you hurt me last night during the marital relations. He says to her, what are you talking about? We didn't have marital relations last night. What are you talking about? We didn't have relations. In Cain, Halin Gavrim Nochrim, Halin Nachrim Naftoi, Dahavu Hacha Idna, I Antlo Dilma Chad Min Hon. She said, you know, there were people selling gas. There were people selling oil, selling gas in the house last night, the non-Jewish one. I thought it was you who walked into my bedroom, but maybe it was one of those people, the gas salesman, the non-Jewish gas salesman. Amar Rav Nachman, lo tashkichon ba. We don't believe her. No, we're choshish. Maybe she just wanted out of the marriage. Now, why do we need a second case? So the Achronim say, this is even a bigger chiddush than the case before, because she didn't even initiate this. She didn't initiate the conversation. At least in the case before, she initiated. She washed his hands, assuming she had relations. In this case, he started the conversation. She didn't try to get out of the marriage here. He started the conversation, why are you so upset with me? He only responded to her, but the chiddush is, even in this case, we don't believe her to say that she had marital relations with a non-Jewish guy. We don't believe her in this case. That's the chiddush. Okay, let's continue. Case number three. Hahu gavra dahava maharzik bebesa. Hu ve'intisa. There was a certain man who was not married to this woman, but he had yichud. He was alone in the house with another man's wife. A certain man was alone in the house with another man's wife. Al asa mari debesa. And all of a sudden, the husband shows up. The husband comes home. Parte noif luhutsa v'arak. So the Gemara says, instead of the other man, they're calling him in the Gemara the noif, but we'll see in a second, you know, the adulterer. Instead of the adulterer hiding in the house so that the husband shouldn't see, he bursts out from behind the curtain, and so that the husband can see who he is, and he runs away. Says the Gemara, Amar Rava, it's a sasharya. Rava says, you have no right that anything took place here, and the woman is mutter. Im isa davidi suri ikrusi av America, says the Gemara, interesting svara. Had he really committed an isser with her, he would have hidden and not shown his face in front of the husband. That's what the Gemara says. He would have hidden and not shown his face. So says the Ran, because he'd be too embarrassed. Asked the Rishonim, why does Rav, so the Rishonim asked, why does Rav need this reasoning? And similarly, in the next case we're going to bring is the same things. There's no edus. You have no edus. So what do you need this reasoning that he wouldn't have shown his face? Even if you don't have that svara. Hello, don't we know ein davar she'be'erva pachas mishnayim, that you can only be usher, or let's say by a sota, a woman does not become usher on her husband unless there was kino yastira. Right? Without Edim, if there's no Edim that she committed adultery. So normally you need Kino Yastira. You need the husband to warn her, don't be alone with this guy, plus Yichud. So the Rashba and the Ran answer that you're right. Even without this reason, the woman would be Mutter. But Rav is coming to say that there's not even a Midas Chasidus and a Chumrah for a Baal Nefesh. That's what the Rishonim say, because had he done the Isser, he would have hidden and not shown his face to the husband. And the fact that he was willing to show his face to the husband is a raya that he's telling the truth. Fine. Other Rishonim learned differently. Okay, and now we're going to do the fourth case. Actually, this is the last case, right? So we just did three. So I want to save this case for the Siyam, right? Hahu Noif. Yeah, this is the last case. Unbelievable. Rabbi say, even if you can't come to the Siyam, you're going to have to listen to the Siyam because the topic of the Siyam is unbelievable. I'll just give you one coming attraction to the Siyam, right? The last Gemara is going to talk about the rule of Mayim Genuvim Yimtaku. Mayim Genuvim Yimtaku. That stolen water tastes better. We're going to talk about that some of the Achronim want to say this has to do with the learning of Torah. That when you steal away time to learn Torah, the Torah tastes even better. When you grab away some time, you steal away time, that's the best Torah in the world. You wake up early to learn Torah. And Rabbi Isai, I have such hakaras hatov to everybody, especially the people who came early in the morning or late and they were not in the normal schedule to come learn together. So Baruch Hashem, we're finishing Maseches Nedarim. But if you want to get the last Gemara, you got to tune in, at least listen to the recording or come live or come on Zoom. Motzei Shabbos, we're going to have around 8 o'clock, around 8 o'clock, something like that. 8 o'clock Motzei Shabbos. I'll put out the exact details. So great to see everybody. Sort of Hadron Lach Maseches Nedarim tomorrow morning, 5:30 in the morning, 6:30 Colorado time, 7:30 Texas time, 8:30 New York time, 3:30 in the afternoon Israel time. Tani, great to have you there also. In Eretz Yisrael, Tani's in Eretz Yisrael. And so Bez Hashem, tomorrow we begin Maseches Nazir. We're all pumped up for Maseches Nazir. Everyone should have a great day. And my grandchildren didn't even wake up. I didn't let my son-in-law learn, but aside from that, my grandchildren didn't wake up.